ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه قليل مكثوه يسير Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the differences between the chastisements and tribulations of this world and those of hereafter. وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفِي عَنْ غَلِيلٍ مِنْ بَلَاءِ الدُّنْيَا وَعُقُوبَاتِهَا وَمَا يَجْرِي فِيهَا مِنَ الْمَكَارِهِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. And you know my weakness before a little of this world's tribulations and punishments, and before those ordeals which befall its dwellers. عَلَىٰ أَنَّ ذَٰلِكَ بَلَاءٌ وَمَكْرُوهُ قَلِيلٌ مَكْثُوهُ يَسِيرٌ بَقَاءُهُ قَصِيرٌ مُدَّتُهُ. Even though this is a tribulation, an ordeal, whose stay is short, whose subsistence is but little, and whose period is but fleeting. فَكَيْفَ احْتِمَالِي لِبَلَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَجَلِيلِ وُقُوعِ الْمَكَارِهِ فِيهَا. So, how can I endure the tribulations of the next world and the real ordeals that occur within it? وَهُوَ بَلَاءٌ تَطُولُ مُدَّتُهُ وَيَدُومُ مَقَامُهُ وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْ أَهْلِهِ لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا عَنْ غَضَبِكَ وَانْتِقَامِكَ وَسَخَطِكَ. Because that is a tribulation whose period is long, whose station will endure, whose sufferers are given no respite, since it only occurs out of result of your wrath, your vengeance, and your anger. Some Quranic verses, as well as some traditions, mention various punishments of the purgatory and the hereafter. We mentioned some of the verses in the previous episodes, but now let us have a look at the traditions of the infallible Imams. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says about Allah's foes, and for Allah's enemy, an angel is descended who is the worst creature of Allah in terms of behavior, appearance, and odor. So the angel says, I give you tidings of boiling water to drink and entering the hell. Allah's enemy knows his washer and the bearers of his body and asks them, for Allah's sake, not to take him toward the grave. When he is put inside the grave, two questioning angels come and open his shroud and then ask him, who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is your prophet? Allah's enemy does not know the answer. The two angels say, you didn't know the answer, so you cannot enter the paradise. Then he is beaten in the head with a stick, which is very frightening for any creature Allah has created. And all the beings hear its sound. So a door of the fire is opened to him, and he is told, rest in the worst state. His grave becomes so tight for him that his brain comes out through his nails and flesh. Allah places some snakes, scorpions, and savages over him, which sting him till his resurrection from the grave. This is the kind of punishment ready for Allah's foe and enemy. May Allah keep us away from His chastisement and punishment.
Oh, generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient. How then can I bear the retributions and the punishments of the hereafter, which are enormous and of intensive sufferings, of prolonged period and perpetual duration, and which shall never be alleviated for those who deserve the same as those retributions will be the result of your act?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
These punishments that we mentioned, dear listeners, for the enemies of the Almighty Allah, they are here, although this Allah is the most merciful of the Lord. He is the beneficent, He is the merciful, but this is the result and punishment of the one who doubts His vast ocean of mercy and continues in his misled path. Shaykh Saduq has narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam about the purgatory punishments. He says, "The sinners inside the fire cry from the intensity of the torture like dogs and wolves. There is never a death for them. Their punishment never decreases, and they're always hungry and thirsty there. Their eyes are weak, they are deaf and dumb and blind, and their faces are black. They are rejected, they are regretful and subject to wrath of Allah. They are not pitied for or rescued from the chastisement. They are burnt in the fire, they will drink boiling water, and they will eat a bad odor, poisonous material. They are beaten with heavy iron hammers by wrathful, strict angels who have no mercy. The sinners are put to fire by their faces. They accompany Satan. They are fastened with chains. Their prayer is not fulfilled, and their request will not be answered. This is the state of the resident in the hell." Brothers and sisters, this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says when he states, فَكَيْفَ احْتِمَالِ لِبَلَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَجَلِيلِ وُقُوعِ الْمَكَارِهِ فِيهَا. This that we mentioned being only one aspect, one single event of hereafter. How can I endure the tribulation of the next world and the real ordeals that occur within it? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through all my life, yeah.